We'll start with action item number one, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2009 fourth quarter budget report by John Hawes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is our fourth quarter budget report. We obviously have these each quarter, and this is the last quarter of fiscal 2009. Overall, we had an excellent year from our performance standpoint. You received the detailed schedules in your diligent materials. This is just a summary page that I'll make just a couple of observations on and then answer any questions you all might have. Overall, for year-to-date, our revenues, we came in, we had budgeted about 36 point, and if you look in the year-to-date column of the budget, about $36.8 million. We came in a little more than $4 million greater than that for the year. The majority of that was really on the sale of interruptible water that we had during the latter part of the fiscal year, primarily to two customers, Dow Chemical and Gulf Coast Water Authority. Those two entities bought a little more than $2.5 million worth of interruptible water in the last few months of the year based on the drought and issues associated with that. So that really contributed, to for the most part, to the revenues. And then there were some revenues up in you know, other areas. We had some reimbursements due to Brazos G, where we're the administrator of the water planning operation there. And then we also had some miscellaneous revenues were up because we had a settlement on insurance proceeds, finally, of the Lake Granger intake project that had damaged a couple of years back and stuff. So anyway, pretty much accounts for the majority of the $4 million. As you look on the expense side, we came in almost $2 million under budget on expenses, both on the line that says expenses and then project expenditures. You can see we're about $400,000 under. Again, that sort of goes across the organization. We had savings in the lake areas, Possum King Lake, Lake Limestone. Some of those savings came from some projects and things we were doing there that are actually going to probably just get deferred into fiscal 2010 in some cases. And some of them are savings and salaries when you have vacancies and things like that for a period of time. And before you refill them, you, of course, experience some savings and things there. Overall, you can see, and then if you look down on the second to last line, capital projects, we underspent our capital projects. We originally had a budget of $16.2 million. And we spent a little over $9 million, and we underspent by about $6.9 million. Again, in most cases, in almost all cases, those are just deferral of those projects into the next year or into the year after. When we try to put our budget together, we, of course, try to estimate what projects we will be able to accomplish. But inevitably, there's instances where projects get pushed out, and the schedules and timelines get pushed out, and that's what happens. So for the most part, all those costs will be expended in future years there. And again, there's some detail on that in your materials. So overall, at the end of the year, you may notice at the beginning of this fiscal year, we started with beginning uncommitted reserves of a little over $42 million, and at the end of the year, we ended up with a little over $41 million. So it's just sort of a net reduction overall, given the surplus that we have, but yet the spending on capital projects where we spent down about $1 million of our reserves for the year. So I'll be happy to answer any questions. In addition, there's schedules in there that talk about our aging of our receivables. That's still on track. That's consistent with what we experience. We don't have any unusual collection problems or anything from our customers from that standpoint. So any questions anybody has about their performance for the year? Our auditors, as it turned out today, our auditors have shown up today to begin their year-end audit work. And in January, at your next meeting, we'll actually bring the year-end final audited reports and the numbers associated with that. And then I will reconcile those results back to to the budgeted results, because there will be some differences. This is really a cash or sort of a modified accrual basis that we do our budget on, and of course the audited will be on a full gap basis and stuff, and we'll bring those back and report on all that in January. Any questions
for John? John, thank you.